Hello, hello. Welcome to your marketing podcast. This is your host, Marjorie, and I am here to talk to you about 10 content marketing trends for 2022. Get ready. If you thought that 2021 was great, 2022, it's going to be even greater. This time around, we're planning a lot more content with a heck of a lot more things to check off the list, better say. So are you ready? Number one is the instantaneous demand. As consumers, we have expectancies that the content is created automatically and that it's there ready for us to consume. But the other factor to this coin is that that demand for it, it also demands the same amount of quality. So you have to have a perfect balance between quantity and quality, but without settling, better say. You cannot settle for mediocre content. You need to have high demand for the content that you're putting out there so you're able to deliver the quality, the relevance, and the trustworthiness within your content. Consumers will continue to demand rapid responses and results to meet their changing expectations, meaning that they want more. They want to see that continuation for you to build a relationship with them, but they do see that you need to meet their expectations. Like they're becoming more and more demanding in the sense. Number two, it's critical focus on intent. And this, I've talked about it for years. And you have to be mindful of the intent of the content that you're putting out there. In a renew and intense focus on understanding the consumer intent, you need to know what is it that they want and what are the intentions that you will be achieving with your goals and how you're putting this. Because people are not just searching for you to buy your product, they want to align with you in crafting this relationship relating to you in a way. So if your brand has a quick conversion, you need to have a little bit of a backstory so you will have a stronger relationship with your client. Therefore, you have that focus on intent. It goes deeper than just a one-time purchase. Number three is durational data. And this has everything to do with your key performance indicators, your percentages, your numbers, your dots, like your decimals and everything, And this is something that I always talk to all my clients. What is giving you the conversion? Not only is what's giving you the conversion, is that you need to be specific. You need to be more, your data needs to be more intelligent. But at the same time, it also needs to be driven. It needs to be most important of it all. It needs to have a clear understanding that you're speaking the same language as your clients, right? You need to understand that. You need to be able to speak it to like a five-year-old, because that's who, not that's who, but in that level of easiness, that's how your client needs to understand this, what you are delivering to them. Because if you are explaining too much in that sense, you're getting lost on the numbers and you are not delivering the conversion rates. You're not delivering the numbers that they're looking for. You're not delivering the numbers that, okay, this is the number that shows the biggest difference this month. That's the thing. Regardless, what platform you're talking about. Number four, it is search engine results page. This is a whole new acronym that has become more and more popular in the sense that clients want to know how their clients it's performing on their website. If I said that correctly, I think I did. Okay, so let me explain. Your search engine result page, it's in a simple way, it's a little bit of like a heat map on how is your user interaction and what are they doing? Like, what is it that people are doing with when they see your website. What are the ads drawn to, and how is that performing? Now, to the other side of this, you have Google guidelines, and every year I've seen how they've become a little bit stronger in the sense that there might be more opportunities, but at the same time, there might be more hurdles for you to adapt and follow with through. Are you ready for number 5? So this one, it's content proliferation, and I love this one because your content, it needs to be across all social media, right? For example, myself, this podcast is going to go on YouTube. This podcast is going to be a podcast, obviously. Then I'm going to dissect it to make it into a few reels, a few TikToks. And I'm also going to make it into a few other pieces of content, like a blog or, I don't know, probably a caption. That sounds good. But the point is that you need to be across all social media where your audience is, and to also to attract your future clients. In this sense, you're talking about, you know, how are the trends being directed, and that thing, that is the key to where you want to make sure that you're covering all areas of the platforms, whether it's voice, video, audiovisual, mobile, social media. Nevertheless, in 2022, just you have to challenge yourself and your team to take it to a whole new level in the ways you tell and you present the stories. Get ready for the next one, because the next one, it sounds more like a 90s kid coming back, and it's real-time reality. And the reason why I say 90s kid, it's because as a 90s kid, we were completely fascinated by reality TV shows when they first came out, of course. And within that same real-time reality, that's where we are seeing growth and we're seeing viral moments take on. And that's part of real-time reality. You have to keep in balance that you need to look at your real-time insights. You know, how are your pages performing? Are you ready to receive the blessing of going viral? You need to have real-time monitoring your matrices and how is your website performing? How are your pages performing? Is everything ready for you to go viral? And that's why I say real-time reality, because if you're not ready to receive your blessing, how can you receive your blessing? And that reality, it's now, it's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow. If you need to make the investment to optimize your website, to make sure it's performing to its best, you need to do it now, because once you make that video on TikTok, people want to see, you know, where are you sending them to? What is the next step? And that is that real time, it's now. So get ready, because it's happening. Next, we have autonomous action. And this is absolutely not new, right? We're on number 7. I totally forgot to mention that. Autonomous action. Here we are. The race of dynamic content and creation and automation action. And this is something that, yes, we're living in the era of, Optimus Prime, Autonomous Prime. Can you tell that I love Transformers? But the autonomous actions, you have 1,000+ apps, bots, plugins that you can use to automate your business and automate your content. You need to be as genuine as you can, because at the end of the day, we're humans. At the beginning of the day, we're humans, and we want to have that interaction with people. But we need to have things automated. And as a business owner, I have a lot of my own emails automated, especially my sales funnels. Most of that is automation. But once a lead comes through, I can follow the next steps on whether they're qualified for my services or whether they're not. And this same concept applies to many other concepts. Because if you're doing nails and your clients, they just want to pay $20 for your nails, and just to walk in or just to set up the appointment is $20, then you're talking to the wrong person. You need to be able to set the standard, and the best way to set your standards are with automation, to be able to stick to the concept. And you know, even if it's just follow-ups, emails, the channeling, filtering, funneling, whatever it is, I think there is a huge opportunity for automation to be taken on. And it's easy to adapt. So you have more time for yourself, more time to be genuine, more time to express yourself in other platforms. Number 8. Ta-da! We have AR and VR audio fusion. In this one, it's really HOT. Because with virtual reality, you have so many opportunities to take on, right? This reminds me of one of the podcasts I posted it, where I was talking of things that will blow up in 2022, and that I am a huge advocate in. Those are avatars and how people will be going into the metaverse. But if you want to hear the full podcast, and just go back, I mean, finish this one and then go back to listen to my other one, where I go into full detail about mascots, skins, and AR in the metaverse, and how will that be taken on. But for now, let me keep on this track here. You need to have an open mind on the integration and the formats of your content. For 2022, we're gonna be, in my opinion, it's a threshold to a whole new era on how we market and how we merge content formats. This will help our audiences connect deeply with our own stories in a way, because a whole new generation is adapted to a whole new system on how we do customer interaction, and also how we deliver a client experience in a completely new way. Number 9 is storytelling balance. And I did talk a little bit about this before as well. You need to be able to tell your story. You need to say your story. What's your story? Oh my God. I know you are a rich kid from a multi-gazillion dollar family, and you wake up and the world is sunshine and rainbow. If that is your story, say it. Say it. Because, and if your story is you come from, you know, broken parents and a horrible childhood, you need to say that, because there you will be relatable to somebody, a human in the face of this earth, that at the end of the day will convert to be your client just because they were able to relate to you, to what's the message that you're putting out there. And to be honest with you, smart marketers, genius marketers know how to monetize on this art of storytelling, of this art to be able to tell the complete story from ashes to be able to rise and fly like the phoenix and convert, monetize on that story. So have a balance, make it a little bit of an art and a science of how you're able to tell that story. What are the key factors within your story that show how it's an empowering story, how you're able to grow, how you were able to change your business, change yourself, whatever it is that your story is. Last but not least, drum, tum, tum. Yes, I know I have horrible sound effects. But here I am. Number 10 is account alliance. And I left the best for last because I am going to go full in onto this. account-based alliance. Just think about it. Account-based alliance. Account-based alliance is the concept that you are integrating with your clients without a middleman. They are looking for you for the simple, seamless, most beautiful interaction and the connection of brand and client directly. There is no disconnect, no misunderstanding. You both are aligning, and this is what gives you the prime opportunity to convert and deliver the sales you want. Because this account-based marketing, it's gonna help you expand your reach, because you're connecting with more people. The best way to put this, in a very funny way, but not funny, it's Wendy's. Wendy's has this, I don't know, roast me, whatever it is, and they take companies and they start roasting each other. But at the end of the day, everybody gets a little PR, everybody gets a little story, but everybody also gets the opportunity to DM, to chat, to tag Wendy's. So whether other people like it or not, they're giving their clients and their competitors to be able to interact with them. So it helps them be at eye level with all their clients. And I think that's the beauty of this, that you need to be able to see eye to eye with your prospective lead, for your prospective client, whatever you want to call it. But people are looking for that seamless transition where if you are, now let me give you a disconnect, Kim Kardashian, right? Yes, to talk about her, not to talk about her. You know, it's one of those love-hate relationships. But Kim Kardashian is an amazing marketer, and of course, you know, market mama, you know, mama manager. She like literally rewrote the book, but they have a huge disconnect between Skims and their clients, and how they are giving their clients a little bit of a hindrance to be able to connect with them, and how the goals and the brand, the goals of the brand and the mission does not necessarily stay true to its core all the time. And this is where they don't see eye to eye with their clients, with their customers. And I think that there's a lot of value, because I've seen a lot of different brands, how they've gone through from, you know, small business to becoming huge businesses and take on to a whole new level, because they have an amazing connection with their current clients. And to be able to take that connection to the next level, I think that is the most important. That is key to their exponential growth and how they can take their business to the next level. Guys, I am gonna let you go. This is Marjorie from your Iori Digital Marketing Podcast. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate. Send me a message. I want to hear who's listening to me on this other side of this podcast. My email is ioridigital@gmail.com. Once again, it's iori@gmail.com. I hope you have a wonderful day, and don't forget to DM me. Thank you so much. Have a great day once again. Bye. Till next time.